KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Coming up,
Democrats demanding to see the full Mueller report.
It raises, I think, just as many questions as you might well imagine.
I'm Carlene Johnson, reaction from both sides.
And that story plus much more coming up first. A live update from ABC now at 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. The man who once represented Stormy Daniels and tried to take on President Trump is now facing charges in two cases himself.
Michael Avenatti under arrest in New York for separate cases, one in New York and one in California. In New York, Avenatti is accused in a complaint of trying to extort millions of dollars out of Nike. Prosecutors allege he threatened to release damaging information about the company if they did not meet demands he made. In California, he's accused of embezzling a client's money in order to pay off his own expenses and debts, and the debts of his law firm and coffee business. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Avenatti tweeted about a news conference regarding a Nike scandal just before he was arrested. During a White House news conference, ABC's Jonathan Carl asked President Trump about the now-concluded Russia investigation.
Mr. President, so did this turn out to not be a witch hunt after all? You think Robert Mueller did a...
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
President Trump says it wouldn't bother him if the special counsel's report were made public, but he says that's up to the attorney general. The president made his comments during a bilateral meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is cutting short his U.S. trip in the wake of a rocket attack in Israel.
Israel is responding forcefully to this wanton aggression.
Israeli Defense Forces say they've carried out an airstrike in retaliation, hitting a multi-story building in Gaza City. Two leading health organizations are endorsing a policy statement that calls for more regulations to reduce the amount of sugary drinks kids consume.
The typical child consumes about 30 gallons of sugary drinks per year, and this is the largest source of added sugar in the child's diet.
Lead study author Dr. Natalie Muth says sugary drinks pose preventable risks to children's health. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 58 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. KOMO Midday.
50 and clouds in downtown Seattle. It's 11:02 Monday morning. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hutler with the top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. Attorney General William Barr says Special Counsel Robert Mueller did not find evidence President Donald Trump's campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. But the question of whether President Trump obstructed justice, that has not been finalized. KOMO's Carlene Johnson with a reaction.
Democratic lawmakers say they want a full and complete look at Mueller's findings, and they're dismissing Barr's summary as incomplete, seizing on a line in that summary that says Mueller's report does not exonerate the president when it comes to the obstruction of justice issue. This is Democratic Congressman Denny Heck.
I've read the letter, which I think it's important to remind people was written by Attorney General Barr, a political appointee of the president, and not Special Counsel Mueller. So it raises, I think, just as many questions as you might well imagine.
A different perspective from former House Oversight Committee Chair Republican Jason Chaffetz on Fox this morning.
Based on this report, the full, total, complete exoneration of the president of the United States, it's as if Donald Trump won $100 million to nothing.
Democrats say they're ready to issue subpoenas to get the full report if it is not released. Carlene Johnson, KOMO News.
Boeing's Renton assembly plants became a giant classroom over the weekend. Pilots, airlines, regulators receiving refresher courses on 737 MAX 8 safety systems. The update from KOMO's Corwin Hake.
The goal, according to Boeing, is to reach out to all current MAX pilots and their airlines to ensure everyone is clear on how to safely operate the airplane involved in two recent fatal crashes. The plane maker conducted a Saturday session at the Renton plant that assembles 737s. The Seattle Times reports a second session is scheduled for Wednesday. Boeing observers see the sessions in part as a reaction to criticism leveled at Boeing last week that the company made some MAX safety features available as options only for an extra charge. Corwin Hake, KOMO News.
A man found shot to death in a car along Highway 520 this morning.
Where we ended up responding to and finding this victim is eastbound on the west high rise of State Route 520.
Trooper Rick Johnson says a woman was seen running in the westbound lanes near Montlake. When they arrived, she told them where to find the body. The man was in the driver's seat of the car. There was a bullet hole in the windshield. Detectives trying to figure out if this was homicide or suicide. Straight ahead.
I'm Brian Calvert with a local man who will finally be off that cruise ship that lost its engine. engines over the weekend.
AAA traffic update time into the final hour of this Monday morning midday commute. And here is Kiara Jordan.
We have a crash in the Renton area. It's northbound 405 and it's near Northeast 30th. And the right lane is currently blocked. And this is causing a slowdown from Talbot. So if you're traveling from Renton to Bellevue, it's about a 19-minute drive, adding a couple of extra minutes there. Northbound I-5, you'll find yourself tapping the brakes between the West Seattle Bridge and Seneca. And I'm also seeing a little bit of a minor slowdown on southbound I-5 around the West Seattle Bridge. This traffic report sponsored by Muckleshoot Bingo. Fridays are red hot at Muckleshoot Bingo. Muckleshoot Bingo, the destination for Machingo. Our next come on traffic at 11:14.
The forecast, here's Seth Wayne.
On our way to about 60 degrees here on a Monday, look for an increase in the cloud cover through the day today. Looks like showers will be likely on that afternoon and evening drive. Going for mostly cloudy conditions tonight. Another round of some scattered showers overnight into early tomorrow morning. Other than that, partly to mostly cloudy skies and a few spot showers here and there for the next several days. I'm Seth Wayne in the Como Weather Center.
50 and clouds downtown now at 11:05. We continue with 20 minutes of nonstop news. Passengers aboard a cruise ship that lost its engines off the coast of Norway are headed home beginning today. Como's Ryan Calvert with more from a Seattle man still on board.
Rolando Lamarca says his crew was headed to view the northern lights, but the sea got really rough on Friday.
Pitching and rolling, side to side, up and forward and aft.
Then the engines on the Viking Sky gave out.
We were finishing lunch and all of a sudden everything became eerily quiet. And then just like that, everything started flying.
Water rushed in through a broken window. The captain declared the cruise was over, and about half of the passengers were flown to shore.
The waters were that bad that they could not use the lifeboat. It'll just be futile to try to get in them and try to get it to shore.
Lamarca says the crew did a great job keeping everyone calm. Now flights are being arranged to get all the passengers to where they were supposed to end up on Tuesday.
You will just get there. Most probably Monday.
Brian Calvert, Como News.
Como News Time, 11:06. A federal judge considering a state request to uphold a new law that makes it easier for sick Hanford employees to get workers' comp. Following a lawsuit filed by the federal government seeking to block the new law, the legislature passed a law assuming a wide range of illnesses current and former Hanford workers may develop are the result of working at the site. The Tri-City Herald reports federal lawyers argue it violates the U.S. Constitution because it discriminates against the federal government with heightened liability workers' comp. The sister of an Everett man killed by a hit-and-run driver has issued a desperate plea, as we hear from Como's Suzanne Fong.
Maya Martin is stunned that someone could be so heartless.
This is my brother. This is somebody I love dearly.
Police say 56-year-old Hal Fisher was on his way to buy cigarettes from a 7-Eleven just a few blocks from his home in Everett. He was struck while he was in the crosswalk on Evergreen Way.
He was this vibrant man that cares for his mother, you know. He's 80 years old, her caretaker. And he goes out just for a pack of cigarettes and gets mowed down by it, by someone in an SUV.
He died several days later in the hospital, leaving his sister and mother heartbroken. In Everett, Suzanne Fawn, Como News.
Como News at 11:07, time's running out for a homeless camp in North Seattle, allowing people to drink and do drugs there. It's located at 86th and Aurora. It'll shut down at the end of the month. Como's Joel Moreno with more on the lessons learned from this controversial encampment.
Licton Springs opened with the idea of housing the hardcore homeless. People have been on the streets for years, some struggling with chronic drug use. Only seven people now live in this tiny house village that had numbered in the 60s, after Seattle city leaders decided against renewing its permit.
Even with the challenges that so many of them have faced, we've been able to successfully transition them into permanent housing.
While it operated, neighbors saw property crimes and drug use increase in the area. City officials grew frustrated that people weren't moving into permanent housing. Sharon Lee says the group they hired to manage Licton Springs did a bad job of connecting residents to services.
There was no accountability or responsibility that they would make an effort to see the case manager.
Lee says her team has since taken over operations and people are finally getting the help they need as the camp comes to a close.
Again, that's Como's Joel Moreno, who says big plans are in the works for the property where the camp now sits. An 8-story apartment complex will be built to house low-income workers. The building will have 118 units. Construction could begin in about 2 years. A national report gives Washington State an F when it comes to removing lead from school drinking water. Como's Eric Heitz Reports nearly two dozen other states also flunked.
Two groups, including Environment America Research and Policy Center, say Washington and 21 other states failed a national ranking of their efforts to remove lead from drinking water in public schools and preschool centers. According to the Seattle Times, the report surveyed 32 states and graded each on whether it has policies that require schools to proactively remove lead from their water systems or only in response to water quality tests. The survey also included testing protocols and public transparency in each state. Eric Heintz, Como News.
Como News time now, 11:10, and time to check in at the Holiday Exterior Sports Desk. The Huskies running the big dance ended yesterday with a loss to North Carolina. Matisse Steibel, a Husky guard, summed up the very special senior season.
You want to play on this stage and be able to win your league, be able to say you're a champion, all those things, and I was able to accomplish all that this year with three seniors, three of my senior teammates who we've been through it all together, and even with these new guys like Jalen and the young guys, like, to be able to bond together and achieve so much in my last year, I couldn't have imagined it coming through, and I'm glad I was able to do it with these guys.
And the Husky season is over, but not so for the Zags, who are the number one seed in the West. They'll advance to play on Thursday against Florida State in Anaheim. Guard Josh Perkins.
I'm feeling still surreal, you know, and I'm just glad I've been a part of something so special. You know, I try and cherish every moment, you know, and just live on a day-to-day basis, and right now I'm one of the happiest people in the world.
16 teams left, including Gonzaga. Gonzaga's women's team also trying to get into the Sweet 16. In that tournament, they have to get past Oregon State in Corvallis tonight to do so. And the Mariners tonight playing baseball at T-Mobile Park as they take on the San Diego Padres in the first of two exhibition games, 7:10 tonight and 1:10 tomorrow afternoon at in Soto. We have sports at 10 to 40 past each hour on the home of the Huskies. Traffic and weather coming up. Michelle Obama drew a crowd of 18,000 people at the Tacoma Dome last night, the former first lady telling a packed house that as the first African-American family to occupy the White House, they felt obligated to set the bar higher.
Our team felt the need to get everything right. That first lady, Michelle, was much more buttoned up in a way that I don't have to be now, because I wanted to make sure that Barack and I, that we lived up to a very high standard, because we knew as the first that we would be setting the tone for anybody else who was not male and white coming into the White House.
The event drew protests by the Stagehands Union over the what they called unsafe working conditions and their lack of health care benefits. Their employer, Rhino Rigging, tells the Seattle Weekly it's committed to worker safety. A man coping with autism suffers a setback to his independence just months after moving out on his own. But as ABC's Pete Combs reports, he also got a chance to experience a full measure of human kindness as a result.
For 26-year-old Tony Jones, this is the sound of freedom and independence. Determined to cope with his autism, Tony wanted a job and a place of his own, and this scooter was his ticket to all of that. It allowed him to keep a job bagging groceries and eventually to get his own apartment. And then, less than 6 months later, the scooter was gone, stolen.
It just made me upset. I wasn't happy about it.
Thanks to Acworth Police Detective Evan Wallace, Tony found the moped at a Bartow County impound lot. But the attendant there wouldn't even show it to them without money in hand. First, it was $350, then $250. Tony paid.
When we go look at the scooter, we discover it's destroyed.
Wallace could see Tony was heartbroken, and right there, Wallace made a decision.
I was pretty upset about it, obviously, you know. Here in Acworth, we're a family, and he's been in Acworth for 5 months or so now, and so now he's a part of the family, and we wanted to help him out.
Acworth detectives started exploring options. Lieutenant David St. Ange says eventually they came up with a plan. They'd use money from the department's chaplain's fund.
So we were excited to put the plan into motion, and it was a wonderful surprise for Tony.
They bought me this brand new scooter, and I have to thank him so much. Wow. I'm very happy for that.
Tony now has his independence back. And Acworth police, like Detective Evan Wallace, they say that makes them feel pretty good.
We're happy for him. We're just glad, you know, there's so much negativity that we see day in and day out that a happy ending like this is very satisfying.
Pete Combs, ABC News, Acworth, Georgia.
Some business economists see a sharp slowdown ahead.
The National Association for Business Economics' latest survey finds economists project growth will throttle back to 2.4% this year and just 2% in 2020. Those numbers represent a significant drop from their previous forecast and are much lower than the Trump administration administration's projection of growth above 3% this year. Among the key breaks on growth, the survey cites a global economic slowdown and the ongoing trade conflicts between the Trump administration and several major trading partners. Still, the NABE economists say a recession remains unlikely anytime soon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
We'll be joined by ABC's Lana Zak at the White House for a look at the blowback from the Mueller report coming up in just a moment. Right now, time for AAA traffic at 11:14. Here's Kiara Jordan once again.
We continue to work with a crash in Renton. This is northbound 405 as you're approaching 44th, and the left lane is currently blocked. And so with that, we're looking at a really heavy backup from State Route 169. If you are traveling from Renton to Bellevue, it's going to take you... it's about 40 minutes right now. So southbound 405, that's going to be slow as you're approaching the area, but that backup doesn't continue for very long. We're also still tapping the brakes northbound I-5 between the West Seattle Bridge and Seneca. And now I'm starting to see a backup that's forming eastbound 518 as you're approaching I-5. Nothing reported is blocked in the area yet. This traffic report is sponsored by King County Solid Waste Division. Did you know just one dirty container can spoil a whole load of recycling? Before it goes in the bin, make sure it's empty, clean, and dry. Cycle right. It matters. Our next Como traffic at 11:24.
Shower is coming in this afternoon with the clouds at a high near 60 as we update temperatures from around the sound right now in Everett. Currently got mostly cloudy skies, a few sun breaks, and 52. 50 and cloudy in Tacoma, and at SeaTac Airport, 55 and cloudy skies.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Seattle's only 24-hour news station, Como News.
Stories we're keeping an eye on with Taylor Van Sice at the editor's desk this morning. Attorney Michael Avenatti being charged with wire and bank fraud. Federal prosecutors say he was trying to extort $20 million from Nike. Prosecutors say the attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels threatened to release damaging information about the company. President Trump says the Russia investigation ended exactly the way it should have. Speaking at the White House today, he said the investigation was fueled by a lot of bad people who fueled a false narrative. There's more on that story.
It was a complete and total exoneration.
As he boarded Air Force One to go back to the White House from Mar-a-Lago yesterday, President Trump reacting to the findings of the Mueller report, in which Special Counsel Robert Mueller found no collusion between the president or any of his aides with Russia. But there's more to that report, and with me on the Como News line, ABC's Lana Zak at the White House. Good morning, Lana.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Tom.
The report has been filed. Tell us the key takeaways from this report.
So the report was filed on Friday, given to Attorney General William Barr. He's reviewed it over the weekend, and yesterday afternoon, he gave to members of Congress a four-page summary of the findings. On the question of Russian collusion, he says that the president is completely exonerated, that there was no evidence of Russian collusion by the president or members of his campaign. However, he does point out that that the Russians did, in fact, try to sway the results of the election. They tried to interfere. They tried to sow discord. And then on the other question of obstruction of justice, Mueller, surprisingly, I think, to many people, did not render a verdict. He says ultimately that it did not find evidence of those crimes, but it also does not exonerate the president and fundamentally leaves the decision-making up to Attorney General William Barr, who decides to clear the president on that question. As far as the full Mueller report, that is really the big question today. What will we see? When will we see it? Barr says he understands the need for transparency and will be going over the full report in an attempt to try and redact all confidential information and make it public as soon as possible. But we still have no sense of when that'll happen. And again, nobody besides the people within the Department of Justice and the people who are on the special counsel investigation have actually seen the full Mueller report.
Yeah, so we don't know yet if the public will ever see it or if it's going to only be seen with redactions or partial release of the report. You mentioned the evidence of obstruction of justice, or he did not exonerate the president on that possible charge, or I guess render a decision on whether that was the case. Do we know what is next in that regard? Is that up now to Bill Barr?
It is up to Barr, but Barr was pretty clear that that he felt like there was no underlying crime, and so as a result, that he was going to decide in the president's favor on that question of obstruction of justice. So for the president, this is a win. Total and complete exoneration is probably going a step too far, given that Barr's letter actually quoted Robert Mueller in saying that it does not exonerate the president on the charge of obstruction of justice. But it is certainly a win for the administration, and we are seeing a very happy White House here today.
All right. Thanks for the report, Lana. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
ABC's Lana Zak at the White House. The United States military will help Mozambique deal with the destruction caused by Cyclone Idai more than a week ago. Charles de Ledesma has more.
The number of confirmed deaths in Mozambique from last week's devastating cyclone is close to 450, while the nation's president says it could ultimately reach 1,000. The Southern African nation has declared a national disaster and 3 days ago made a formal request to the international community for aid, with agencies now focusing on water sanitation and other pressing areas. The U.S. Africa Command has already begun initial assessments at the scene, and in a statement, AFRICOM says it provides disaster relief when it has unique capabilities to offer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global News Time 11:20. Propel Insurance Business Update Time, and health experts are pushing a new plan to keep kids off sugary drinks. The details from ABC's Dave Schreiber.
The American Heart Association and American Academy of Pediatrics are out with new guidelines that recommend policy changes to cut back the intake of sugary drinks by kids. They tie sugary drink intake to obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and death. Health officials found young people consume 17% of their calories from added sugars. That is almost twice the amount recommended. The new policies would have taxes put on high sugary drinks to cut down on their consumption. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Now we've taken taking a downturn on Wall Street, with the Dow now down 90 points to 25,412. The NASDAQ's down 45 and a half at 75.97, and the S&P 500 currently down 12 and three quarters points to 27.87. That's your Propel Insurance Business Update. We'll check money news again just 30 minutes from now, and traffic and weather next. Cobo News Time 11:21.
Information is power. Everything you need to know before you get to work. The Como Morning News with Greg Hirschold and Manda Factor on Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and ComoNews.com.